Oil jumps 3% and crypto stays pinned. Near a two-month fear low, crude oil rose about 3% on June 8, 2026, and the move landed on a crypto market that was already bruised. CoinDesk reported the major tokens under pressure as the oil spike fed a broader risk-off mood. Prices were not in freefall on the day, but the weekly picture and sentiment readings tell the harder story. As of June 8, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $60,600, up 1.1% over 24 hours, but down 14.7% on the week. Ether sat around $1,650, up 3.2% on the day, yet off 17.3% over 7 days. Solana changed hands near $65.25, down 20.3% on the week. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 14, firmly in extreme fear and close to its lowest level in 2 months. The small intraday green did little to offset a week of selling. Oil's move feeds the inflation worry. Higher oil is an old pressure point for risk assets. It pushes headline inflation up, which complicates the case for rate cuts, which in turn tightens financial conditions that speculative assets like crypto depend on. A 3% jump in a single session is not catastrophic on its own, but the timing matters. Traders were already defensive, and a fresh inflation impulse gave them another reason to stay that way. The link is indirect. Crypto does not trade off oil tick for tick. The channel runs through rate expectations and the dollar. When oil climbs and markets price in stickier inflation, the dollar tends to firm and rate cut odds slip, both of which weigh on Bitcoin and the rest of the majors. That is the mechanism behind a headline that pairs an oil spike with crypto weakness. A week that erased more than a day can fix. The 24-hour numbers flatter the tape. Step back to the 7-day window, and every large cap is down double digits. BTC, 14.7%, ETH, 17.3%, BNB, 14.7%, XRP, 13.7%, and SOL, 20.3%. That is a broad drawdown, not a rotation between coins, and it lines up with the extreme fear sentiment print rather than fighting it. Extreme fear is not automatically a sell signal. Contrarians read sub-20 readings as a sign that weak hands have mostly already left. But a low fear and greed score, paired with a fresh macro headwind, is a different setup than fear alone. The oil move is a reason for sentiment to stay depressed, not a reason for it to snap back. The spending power angle for card users. For anyone funding a crypto card from a volatile balance, a week like this hits twice, once on the portfolio and again on purchasing power. A card drawing down from BTC, ETH, or SOL had 13% to 20% less spending value at the end of the week than the start, before any network spread or conversion cost at the till. That is the quiet cost of holding spend balances in assets that can move this fast. This is the practical case for stablecoin-funded spending. Cards that draw from USDC or USDT hold their dollar value through a week like this one. So a 3% oil spike and a 17% weekly ETH slide do not touch what you can spend. The trade-off is that a stable balance does not rebound when the market does. Many users on crypto cards split the difference. A stable buffer for everyday spending, volatile holdings kept separate for upside. The disclosed card fee is also not the full cost here. Since conversion spread at the point of sale stacks on top of the network markup when you spend from a volatile asset during a drawdown.